And so taking a few minutes now just to rest, to allow the body to sink down into the mat. Just allowing yourself to let go of the stresses and strains of today. Allowing the body to lie in whatever position it feels comfortable, regardless of whether you deem that to be wrong or not straight or not how it should be. Just allowing it to be, giving it permission to be. Allowing the forehead to be soft. The eyes to be soft. Releasing tension in the jaw and the mouth. And also at the root of the tongue, towards the throat. Just releasing that tension there. It's often an area we don't even know that there's any tension. Allowing the jaw just to hang. And while our awareness is in this area of the mouth and the nose, just noticing the soft quality of the breath. Bringing your awareness to the full cycle of breathing. The journey the breath goes on from entering your nostrils, following it all the way down into the diaphragm, rising and falling of your abdomen. Once again, giving yourself full permission to release any tension you hold in your body on each out-breath. Just allow your body to fully deflate, a bit like you're squeezing the air out of an airbed. And as you deflate, allowing the shoulders to fall back into the floor, to release outwards. With each out breath, releasing the shoulders just a little bit more. Feeling the breath expand in the ribcage in a three-dimensional way. In the front, in the back, and in the sides. Remembering that audible sigh as you release. And thanking your shoulders for the release and the opening up that we've gained from taking our breath there. And now just asking our pelvic area if we can invite in the same degree of opening and relaxation as we've done in our shoulders. Noticing a feeling of your digestive organs and just gently softening and sinking downwards as you release the out-breath. Leaving your pelvis standing taller than the rest of the flesh around about. Feeling the strength in the bones of your pelvis. Now just seeing if we can get a sense of the breath being carried all the way to our extremities. Imagining your breath carrying vital oxygen, allowing your blood to carry nutrients down your arms, into your hands, right to the tips of your fingers, to your nails. Feel the blood flowing feeling the oxygen circulating. Just resting with that sensation. Noticing what sensations arise. Noticing how that makes you feel. And now inviting in the same process, allowing oxygen to be carried through your legs, breathing in, maybe just deeper than normal. Filling your lungs, and then on the out-breath, sending the breath right down into the legs. Carrying with it nourishment and a sense of renewal. So maybe tired legs at the end of a long day. Allowing the air to travel downwards, and if you like, inviting in a sense of almost blowing the air into your legs. Breathing in, gathering the air in our lungs, and breathing out and pushing the air, blowing the air down into the lower legs. Just seeing how far you can take that breath. Maybe it's not possible just now for you to take the breath beyond the torso. That's absolutely fine. Just inviting in the possibility is enough. Enough to know that one day you'll be able to take your breath just that little bit further. And offer the restorative qualities to every bit of your body, even all the way down to your feet. So that perhaps your feet will tingle and feel alive just like your fingers do. Now lying here with a sense of the whole body, laid on this floor, a body breathing itself. Nothing to do. Nothing to achieve. Just allowing the body to breathe itself all by itself. And if you discover areas of tension which have crept back in, just releasing the temptation to reprimand yourself for allowing that to happen, and just gently release on the out-breath. If thoughts are starting to crowd into your mind. Similarly, just invite softening into your forehead and into your eyes, and gently inviting the thoughts to pass through and release on the out-breath. And so in a moment, I'm going to drop into your awareness a question. And just see if you can allow the question to permeate and to settle gently in the mind and the body. Seeing what comes up for you without any need to try and look for an answer. But seeing what comes up in a feeling sense. What lies for you in the space between the breath? As you rest at the end of an out-breath. I invite you now to whatever comes up for you, just to say what's there for you out loud.
thoughts.
Kindness. Balance. Renewal. Stillness. Opening. Release.
Tingling. Sweet.
Time. Possibility. And so as we lie here now, with a sense of the whole breathing body, seeing if we can bring to mind the idea that actually our bodies have always been doing their best for us. At times it might seem like it was their worst, but really your body always strives to find balance. To keep you moving in as best a way it can. To allow you to still get through each day in some form or other. Your body has never given up on you. It has just had perhaps a rather large load to carry. And in the same way as we ourselves would struggle to carry something heavy in our arms, our bodies have struggled. Finding compensations wherever they could, though, to make you, to allow you to carry on regardless. And so now the invitation is, over the next few minutes, to see if we can begin to release some of the emotions which we attach to our bodies and the difficulties that they faced in our illness. So perhaps releasing the embarrassment we may have felt that our bodies couldn't achieve something. Releasing on the out-breath. Perhaps releasing shame, being ashamed of our bodies. Anger that we couldn't complete something or couldn't compete with other people. Frustration. giving ourselves permission to release even just a tiny amount of these emotions. Just to open the doors and just let a little bit out. And now, as we come to the end of this meditation, maybe placing a hand on your heart if you wish, and to contemplate just how much our bodies do for us every day of our lives. And in your heart space, allowing a sense of compassion and gratitude to gently grow. Without any need to try, just allowing these sensations of compassion and gratitude to gently arise of their own accord. To thank our bodies for doing the best they could to carry the heavy burden we may have been carrying for years or perhaps decades. And to feel that warmth for our bodies, grow, and really take shape in our heart space. Being grateful for the position we are now in, to be able to feel such compassion for our bodies on our healing journey. A turning towards our bodies. After perhaps years of turning away, sense of deep stillness. As we rest in those spaces between the breaths, and a sense of deep gratitude allowing that gratitude to spread outwards from the heart space. To saturate our bodies.